So, ladies and gentlemen, in today's video, I have a very good one for you. I'm going to be sharing the three books that helped me become a millionaire at the age of 18. Now, between the age of 14 to 18, I read a book a week, every single week without fail. Didn't matter that it was my birthday, didn't matter if it was some special week, didn't matter what was going on. I stuck to my commitment of reading a book a week. Now, I do want to make something very, very clear, and that is that reading is an incredible habit, but it will never, ever beat a real life experience. Listen, the best way to get the incredible results that you want in your life, whether that be financially, relationship, with your health, whatever it is by going through life experience, situations that ingrain a lesson or a wisdom so deeply in your psyche that you simply can never forget it. Now, the reason I say that is because I see so many people just read book after book after book and nothing happens in their life. They stay exactly where they are because they think, oh, if I just read one more book, my life will change. No, get out of your room, get into the real world, and really solidify these lessons. So just remember that life experience trumps everything, but until you get those situations, because a lot of these life lessons, they come to you naturally. You know, when they come to you, you know, this wisdom gets imparted on you by going through difficult things in your life. But until that happens, reading is your second best option. And I can definitely tell you that reading a book a week from the age of 14 to 18, and even from an early age, I used to read a lot of books, but being strict and reading self-development, finance, even books on spirituality and relationships, reading those books from 14 to 18, I can credit a lot of that to me making my first million at the age of 18. So before we get into this video, if you want to learn how to actually apply some of these books that I'm about to recommend to you and use them to start your first successful online business, I'm going to leave a link to a YouTube video right below. It's one of my more tactical videos because I know that some of you guys may be watching this video and you're like, that's cool, but like, how do I kind of change my life with this stuff? And that has been my most popular video so far this year. So after watching this video, if you want to check that out, great. If you don't, thought I'd offer. Now, as I mentioned to you, learning from difficult life experience is by far the best way to gain wisdom and gain knowledge. And that's why the first book I'm going to recommend to you is The 50th Law by Robert Greene in collaboration with 50 Cent. Ladies and gentlemen, so many people these days have book smarts, but have absolutely zero street smarts. I'm pretty sure we all know that kid that was so smart in school, the top performer in school. And listen, they always go on to do financially. I mean, a lot of times they sacrifice their soul, any time with their family, any freedom. But yeah, cool. You're 43 years old and you make $380,000. Great. Very cute. To me, that's still not inspiring. You're just a cog. I'd much rather make $80,000 a year, but do it in a way that I want to and I'm proud of. And most importantly, I'm street smart. Outside of just knowledge and textbooks and all the bullshit that school feeds you that you never need to actually know, there's certain people, I'm sure you've met them, that any problem, any real world problem, they'll fix it no matter what. It doesn't matter what their grades are. It doesn't matter any of this bullshit. If there's a problem, they can fix it. Another thing is most people crumble under stress, have zero ability to evaluate the battlefield that's in front of them and pick their next logical chess move. And you either learn this by having a troubled upbringing where basically you're forced to learn human psychology because if you make one mistake, it could have horrible consequences. And here's where sometimes the people that come from the most broken homes, I can speak from experience, if they use it in the right way, it becomes their superpower because they have this beautiful ability to understand what's going on around them at all times. Now, if you didn't grow up in that environment, that's beautiful, by the way. Like to grow up in a safe environment, that's a beautiful thing. And you can probably excel in many different areas, but I think it's just so important even to get a secondhand account of what it's like to grow up in these troubled households. So if you didn't experience that firsthand, it's amazing to learn from the people that did. 50 Cent's story is amazing, inspiring, and it's also gonna teach you how to always turn the odds in your favor. I mean, some of the stuff that happened to him is insane, and yet he still managed to come out on top. So the next book is Psycho Cybernetics, and this book was written by Maxwell Maltz. Now, to my recollection, he was actually a surgeon, basically back in that time, almost plastic surgery. And he was doing this back in the 1960s. And he has this very unique perspective on identities, the way that we view ourselves, our self-esteem. And this book was actually the inspiration for a protocol I developed back in 2016 called SBA, See, Believe, Achieve. So the SBA workbook that I sort of created for myself, as well as helped other people create for themselves, and actually helped me make my first $1 million at the age of 18. A lot of the concepts I took from that were from this book. Because listen, sometimes for me, I really struggle with law of attraction stuff. I find that a lot of the law of attraction community is just very, it's just a little too woo-woo for me. Whereas this is, you know, for someone who's very sort of logical brained, it was a very good concrete text that proved that the way that you see yourself, your self-identity, it dictates everything in your life. Because quite frankly, in life, it's not about what you deserve. It's about what you think you deserve, because what you think you deserve in this life will dictate the actions that you take. And the actions that you take, along with a little bit of luck, will dictate what you get. So most people think in life, oh, you get what you deserve. Well, that's actually not true, because what you think you deserve will dictate the actions that you take. And you may be taking the right actions, but if you don't believe that you deserve something, if your self-identity is so broken, has been so messed up throughout the years, well, then you are going to self-sabotage. You're going to hold yourself back. And this is where a lot of the law of attraction stuff comes in. They're like, oh, I'll just positive think. But then they forget the action part. They forget that you have to change your identity, but then actually action on that new identity that you have. And here's the other thing. A lot of you guys are trying to take actions to affirm certain traits. Basically, you're like, oh, I am going to do this and then I'll be confident. You need to be confident first to do the things to affirm that you are confident. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to be honest with you, beyond all of these sort of self-identity, self-help books, there's a lot of really good stuff out there on habits, for example. Those are very powerful books because, once again, they're very concrete. But when it comes into some of the more wishy-washy territory, which I'm totally fine reading, and I've read lots of it throughout the years, by the way, this is kind of where it all derived from. Because, for example, Maxwell Maltz, he would have patients that come in and go, oh, I don't like the way my nose looks. And they think, okay, I'm going to get a nose job and then I'll like myself. I love myself. I'll think that I'm pretty. And they get the nose job and nothing changes. And that's because their identity is exactly the same. So that's really concrete proof that's not about your external situation. You know, at the end of the day, why is it that there's so many bodybuilders or fitness gym guys out there that have body dysmorphia, that think they're small? You know, most of these dudes, let's be entirely honest, are on stuff. They're massive, far more than you could ever get naturally. And yet they still think they're small. At a certain point, you have to realize that's just identity. So I can tell you honestly, to not only get the things you want in life, but to have the impact and the feeling that you think it's going to have when you get there. You know, all of you guys are dreaming that once I get a Lambo, I'm going to feel a certain way. Or once I fix this thing, I'm going to feel a certain way. You need to understand that to get the Lambo, or for example, to get the dream girl, you need to change yourself first. Because number one, if you don't change your identity, very likely you won't get the thing. But even if you do get the thing out of sheer luck or whatever it may be, you still won't even be able to appreciate it because your identity would not have caught up to your reality. You'll get your dream girl or your Lambo or whatever, and you will still feel broke, and you will still feel like your dream girl is way better than you, and it's just gonna be this one massive big mess. So ladies and gentlemen, not only to achieve what you want to achieve in life, but to make sure that you are not depressed once you get there, please do me a favor and read this book. Now, the next book I'm going to suggest to you, I could not get a physical copy of. It was sold out. And I'm also going to be very honest with you. It's kind of a lie that I put this book in, you know, 3 books that made me a millionaire at 18. Because to be honest, I don't think I even read it until last year. But you learn new things, and I would definitely throw this into my book recommendation now, because this is a very good, heavy-hitting, business-specific book, but that most people can read and understand. And it's quite simple. And that is $100 million offers by Alex Hormozi. Alex Hormozi came onto my radar a year ago, and I read his book shortly after that. And I definitely think he is an absolute superstar when it comes to the world of business, philosophy, just many things. So tipping my hat off to you, Alex, keep doing all the great work that you do. But getting back to the book, and by the way, I think of the book as like a $1 on Kindle. So I definitely recommend you get one of these. I've been using these for years. It's waterproof. I've taken this around the world everywhere, and yeah, it held up pretty well. So this is a Kindle Oasis, but you can get some of their cheaper ones if you want. When it comes to $100 million offers, this book is really the core of any business. The offer, the thing that you are doing, whether that be a service or a product, that is really the core of the business. Everything else is built around that. Yes, marketing is important. Yes, team is important. And by the way, the other thing I will say, as you get further down the line, offer actually becomes less and less important, because a lot more people buy from people they like, from people that have great teams that make them feel a certain way. So maybe even a lot of times your product doesn't have to be the best, but the feeling around the company, the service, the brand, whatever it may be, customers may have a stronger affinity to that and end up buying that product more. But what this book really teaches you to do, especially from the early stages, is build an irresistible offer. And it shows you how to build an irresistible offer through many different different means. And there's four or five different levers that you can pull and four or five different things that you can do to make an irresistible offer. And the cool thing is you can stack these things on top of each other. So your offer can include some sort of guarantee, but then your offer can also include a set number of deliverables. And he really shows how to take any offer and sort of spice it up. And by the way, a lot of times you're taking the same offer, literally the same offer, but all you are doing is renaming it in a way or repackaging in a way that the market wants far more. So I really want you guys to read this book. It gets you in a very good headspace to understand how does the market perceive things? How do you make an offer that is so strong to the market that he calls it an irresistible offer? And for right now, just focus on that. The one thing I will say is the book makes it seem like the irresistible offer is the be all and end all. And by the way, that's not this book specifically. Every book you read makes it seem like the topic of the book will save your life, or it's like, you know, it kind of exaggerates the importance of it. But listen, that's just books in general. So the one thing I will say is a lot of my most successful businesses, a lot of times they are just very practical businesses that don't have the craziest offers. We just do it better than anyone else. And that's the other thing. A lot of times once you're in a business or an industry for long enough, it actually is a detriment if you have an irresistible offer. Your offer should actually be no offer because you've been doing it so long. It would be weird if you still used a lot of these sort of like at times gimmicky different ways to sort of jack up the perceived value of what you're offering. And what I mean by this is if you go to the biggest PR firms, they're not going to do an irresistible offer. They're just going to say, hey, yeah, our retainer is $30,000 a month. Take it or leave it because we're this person and we've been doing this for 35 years. So just understand with any of these books that I suggest to you, take certain portions and implement it in a healthy way in your life. Don't take every single word as gospel, but nonetheless, $100 million offers, definitely recommend you buy it. And very classy move from Alex to make it $1 so as many people can get it as humanly possible. Once again, big respect to him. And I think he's got another book coming out soon as well. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the three books that made me a millionaire by the age of 18. As I mentioned to you earlier, life will give you lessons and wisdom, whether you like it or not. Now, you never know when you're going to get that wisdom and those lessons. So in the meantime, learn from secondhand experience through these amazing books and many of the other incredible books that have been written through thousands and thousands of years. And on that note, as always, I'm watching you from afar and I'm rooting for you.